Class D band champions, claiming their third title in 2016. And Luke Aylesworth, first of all, congratulations. It had to be a tremendous thrill to be able to claim the crown, especially after so many near misses. And I know you are as happy for the kids and the community as you are for your staff.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. It was a great season. It was an undefeated season. Those don't come around very often. It was our first one. And especially with the trying year that we had, with a lot of staff members going down with illness and things like that, the kids rallied and the parents rallied. And it was really a good way to end the season. But we were happy with the product no matter what. As always, and I'm sure I've said this in other interviews, our goal is always improvement from practice to practice, from year to year, and we kind of view the awards as byproducts of doing things the right way and improving. So while that's nice, that recognition is nice, and we would always take those and enjoy them and be proud of, it's our goal really is the improvement side of things and making sure that from year to year that our program is getting better. So we're kind of more focused on that, but of course we'll take any recognitions along the way. And definitely we will be proud of our students for their efforts.
Luke, as you go into 2017, we were talking before we started here that you really don't lose in terms of the proportional outlook of things a whole lot of kids from last year's squad. So from that standpoint, with so many back, just talk a little bit about what maybe some of the expectations are for this year.
Yeah, I mean, when we were trying to build our program, we kind of had a mindset that we needed not make any excuses from year to year. I took a phrase from Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, and that we don't rebuild, we reload. And our philosophy of trying to improve every year really doesn't have room for, well, we're missing a tuba player that graduated last year, or we lost half the guard, or whatever it might be. We just want to adapt and continue to improve so that the product stays the same from year to year. Not only stays the same, but gets better. So we did have some seniors that we miss, and we'll have some seniors that we miss every year. But I think really the mindset has to be that we have to fill those spots, and we have to continue to be leaders. Students that were maybe not in leadership positions last year have to find a way to be leaders this year. And we're just going to still expect the same types of performance qualities and excellence, regardless of who we may have lost, whether that's through attrition or whether that's through graduation. So the kids kind of accept that, and they step into their new roles, and it's amazing what a seventh grader or an eighth grader can do. Even if they've only had 1 year of experience as an eighth grader, they really become the new leader of maybe their section or their specific instrument. So that's our philosophy, not to rebuild, but to reload.
What can you tell us about this year's show?
This year's show is unique. With the situation that we were dealing with Dad over the last year and his health issues, it really was designed kind of with him in mind. It was our administrative assistant, Bonnie Stone, visited Dad one day in the hospital, and she was kind of talking about how he has been unbreakable all these years, no matter what situation that he has been in, that he's still the same person, and his spirit's always the same, and he just keeps fighting. And so she was having this conversation with Dad. This idea kind of sprung in my mind of having a show about that mindset, being unbroken in the face of all adversity, and just seeing all of the other individuals on the ICU floor down in Evansville that day when she visited. Everyone's fighting something, and everybody still had this great uplifting attitude. And in the face of adversity, in the face of fear, in the face of possibly losing their life. And so I wanted to do something to kind of honor those folks that are facing these horrible situations, but they just kind of stay true to who they are, and that's where Unbroken was born.
You know, you have always been one to give credit where credit is due, and whether it's your staff, the school administration, the community, even parents of the kids, so supportive of this program, and I don't think it'd be where it is today without all of that.
Yeah, we have an outstanding staff, and Dad was a big component of that, and for years, and he's still a consultant, but we've had adapt, and just like we said, we don't rebuild, we reload. We kind of have that mindset with our staff as well. And so some people that have been in other roles other years have had to step up and be a part of other situations. Andy Osbaugh has been outstanding. He's at every practice. He's one of our most important staff members. Laura Ellsworth and her guard staff with Caitlin and Peyton, Leanne, JD, they have done an outstanding job of training our guard once again. Of course, Justin Weiniger is right there in the mix as well. And as I mentioned, Bonnie Stone, she's really an administrative assistant, but she's even gotten into other areas. You know, like I said, she's helped design the show this year. Don't let her know that she's played that kind of role in it, but she'll try to design it every year. But really, we just have this great staff. We have this great support system of band parents and band boosters. The community gets involved. We're going to have 19 bands here this coming weekend for our festival. That doesn't happen unless you have support from not only your band parents, your students and staff, but the entire community. So we're really quite proud of the program that we've developed here, but that's really on the community, the school system, the school board, the administration, students and parents that have done that. And as I've always said, I'm just a steward of this program for this particular time, just overseeing it and watching it all work.
Well, Luke, I wish we had more time to go over everything. I'm just absolutely fascinated by how everything can come together. I know this community and the school are so proud of what this program has been able to do, and I guess the best thing to say is just continued success with it.
I appreciate it. I think we'll continue to do that, and we appreciate all the help and support that everyone has given us, administration, school board, community, parents, students, and staff. So thank you so much.
And that is Luke Aylesworth, the director of the Spring Valley Black Hawk Brigade, joining us here at halftime. We'll continue with more of our halftime activities after this timeout.